Well, if you wanted to go home with a girl, what would you ask her?
Can I go home with you?
Well, is that really what you'd ask her?
Can I go?
Or how do I say, can I go?
Well, I was wondering if you'd say, take her home, carry her home, or...
No, I didn't say, can I walk with you?
Well, what do people do down here when they've got a heavy load? Do they say they carry it? In the old days, did they ever say they toted it?
Yeah. I got called in on that one time up here at Cuba.
Untold?
Yeah.
You did? Oh my goodness. Guy didn't know very much, did he?
he's kind of a smart. I got him told, though. He's pretty good. He talked like I did. Mm. Well, that fool had electric in there. Well, you know, down here.
Uh-huh.
We had a hand pump on there. Well, I was up there talking to him. I told him I'm getting dark, told him I water up the hill. Told him! Why didn't you carry it? Well, I flew in on him.
Tote's a good word.
Gosh, well, what
used
the
by
hell
a lot of
me?
People.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that use this ain't. You're going so and so, ain't.
That's a good word too. Well, for example, let's say you're sitting at the table and everybody else gets dessert and you're there without any, what would you ask her?
You give me some dessert.
Well, if you want to know if you're going to get some.
Ain't you going to give me a bowl?
Yeah. What else could you ask? Aren't? Mm-hmm. Or how about, am I going to get some or ain't I going to get some? It's just hard to find the right one, is it? Ain't was a good word at one time. It just fell into disuse.
Oh, they got this proper stuff in there.
Yeah, and that's sort of, it's, what I do is proper when everybody else does is wrong. Like carry and tote.
Yeah,
I think it's, a lot of it is, who gets to say?
You know, it's, I guess, all right. For nowadays, but you take back my day, people didn't have time to study grammar.
Mm-hmm.
They just spoke like they wanted. Now I've got this old boy down here in Grant. He was raised up without an education. He'll say adder or word like that.
Mm-hmm.
My little granddaughter out in there, she ain't 10 years old yet. And boy, she knows how to talk. She makes straight A's in school.
Ooh.
And she didn't get to go to school until she's 7 years old, and she's in the four. And if we say something wrong, well, she knows the difference, and she really knows how to talk.
She gets after you?
And when she comes home in the evening, see, I've kept her ever since she was a baby. She stays here the night.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes home in the evening, gets on that bus, she comes right in and goes to get her lessons.
Good for her.
And she studies her lessons and then she'll play.
Get her over Stillwater in a few years.
Yeah. We're trying to save up.
Well, if she gets straight A's, maybe she can get a scholarship to help her go through.
Yeah.
That's something to keep in mind and work toward.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish we'd be able to send her to college, but I'm telling you, it's just pushing us to live with all these doctor bills and everything.
Yeah. Well, this college business is good only if the person wants to go.
Yeah.
Because you sure can't push it. We see so much of that. The students don't know why they're there, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't like it.
And there's just lots of money pay out.
Well, they're not going to learn if you have to drive them.
No, they don't want to learn. That's not what they're interested in.
Mm.
And you can't blame the kids particularly.
No, you can't.
You can blame them for wasting their time, but still you have to put part of the blame on the parents for making them go.
Oh, yeah.